What can't you say on YouTube? That's what we're going to be talking about today. Our show, Reform Jellicle, ours, AD Robles, myself, another podcaster on the Fight Laugh Feast Network, have our own show, Reform Jellicle. It's a really good time. We love it. And we have been just so blessed. We have become monetized on YouTube within doing this for like 8 or 9 months. So it's been really great. So we're going to be able to make some money off of YouTube in addition to the support we get from Patreon. If you want to support us there, you can go to patreon.com/reformjuggle. And I went through and I started monetizing all of the videos that we've had in the past. So if you, some people watch the past shows, they will see ads and we'll make some money, make some stacks. But I noticed that some of them have already been demonetized or what do they call it? There's a certain term they call it. We'll get to it in a second. And it's just interesting. I haven't really looked at specifically which shows have not been demonetized or that have been like filtered or censored. So I thought that would be really interesting and helpful for a lot of you guys who are doing podcasts and you want to know what are maybe things that we need to stay away from so you can learn from our mistakes or just embrace it and you talk about what you want and not care what YouTube says like we do ourselves. I made the joke that I was trying to make the push to get us to the 1,000 subscribers because we got the watch time already knocked out. We were just waiting for the subscriptions. Like, help us get 150 more subscribers to our channel so we could be demonetized. And people not in the YouTube world didn't understand what I was saying. But that, yep, there it is. Some of our shows have been flagged or for whatever term they want to use. So we'll get into that today. We'll look through it. I'll show you the back end of Reform Jellicle, the back end of the YouTube channel so you can see all the juicy stuff. I mean, you can see it when you look at the videos anyway. So I don't think I'm really sharing any secrets. Part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network, go over to flfnetwork.com, put an HGBT in a member field, become a member, support us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. And man, there's a conference coming up in a couple weeks. I am so excited. Usually, and maybe it's, no, this is it. That's what it is. That's what it all is. I'm really excited to see you guys. And usually when it comes to conferences, I kind of dread them. Like, here comes another conference. And oh my gosh, I'm going to sit through these speakers and I'm going to be up late and all this stuff. I'm going to miss my family, all those things. But I'm really looking forward to this one. I'm not just because my family's coming, but I really am excited to see a lot of you again, get to meet new people, new faces, and just have a blessed time. This is going to be a really great conference. Can't wait to be there. So come join us in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. All right, I'm going to pull up my screen here, add in the stream. And, well, yeah, so here we go. Look at this. Our latest show, Al Mohler and Tim Keller are part of the Radical Middle. Absolutely love it. And, hey, man, our show, this one's doing good. It's doing better than all of our previous shows so far, getting some good views. Now, this is the video we posted after our live stream. So we live stream on all the different platforms, not just YouTube. But so YouTube, you get the initial viewership, and this is all the people that watched it, the recordings afterwards. So it's even, I'm pretty excited, I'm pretty stoked for not doing any kind of advertising whatsoever to see these kinds of numbers. So it's been really great. All right, so let's go to the content. Here we go. All right, limited is the phrase. So this one, YouTube does not care about us calling Al Mohler and Tim Keller the Radical Middle. Wouldn't expect it. This next one is limited, and let's just see what it says by limited. Limited means this video is running limited or no ads due to content identified as not suitable for most advertisers. It remains fully playable and is eligible to earn subscription revenue from YouTube Premium. So I guess if you're YouTube Premium, you can watch it and we get some stacks off that. But they're removing the from the advertisement. So in all intents and purposes, this is a censored or a demonetized video. What is the title of this video? 2,700 evangelicals say you should take a vaccine that probably won't work. And when this video, one of the main things we talk about is the coronavirus vaccine. That's right, the coronavirus. Do not say the word coronavirus. Do not talk about vaccines. Do not say anything that the World Health Organization has not said themselves. It is not suitable for viewers. It's not suitable for ads. It's not suitable for anything according to YouTube. So do not talk about the vaccine. Do not talk about anything medical if you do not want to be demonetized. The next one that is limited is This is good. This is Christians need some more Sengshu in their life. Sengshu. The guy, the Chinese military general who wrote The Art of War, read that a few times. Still can't pronounce his name, apparently. So the next topic, don't talk about war. Don't talk about Chinese culture, apparently. We don't want to upset the Chinese people. We know how the big tech world really is trying really hard to stay in tight with the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP. So we can't talk about COVID. We can't talk about the coronavirus or the Chinese virus. And we definitely cannot talk about Chinese history, apparently. All right. So remember that Wash Us in the Blood Kanye video? That one's getting censored. That's interesting. We didn't play it. There's no copyright issues on this. So apparently you can't even say artist names for it to be demonetized. Can't even talk about the title of it, which is interesting. Let's see what this next video is. What is the title of it? I hope this is entertaining for those of you listening just on the podcast. I'm talking through all of it. What to do when someone claims to be a Christian, but you don't think they are. That was interesting. There must be something that we said in the video that we're getting flagged for that, because I would think that, the YouTubes wouldn't mind us talking about Christians. We're staying in our circles. We are not saying anything that's against the Marxism and the progressive era, but maybe it is. So that's what it's just interesting. Like instantly these become demonetized. Tom Buck, of course, man, he is they know to stay away from him and to make sure he doesn't get out there. That guy, man, he has some great things to say. Anyways, so those are some of the things. Matt, yep, see China. You cannot talk about China. Matt wants China to pay for this. Yeah, I do. I still want them to. I still want them to pay for the misinformation, the negligence, and maybe more. We'll see about the coronavirus. I mean, how dare they? And they should pay for it so that never happens again. And then when is it just use violence? Violence is definitely a bad thing. And then our good old friend Alex Kochman as well. Cannot talk with Alex Kochman, apparently. So that is a little back end of Reformgelical. And I just think it's interesting, guys. Like, I mean, let's be honest here. We never thought that we would escape clean, or we would skate through this and not be demonetized. And I think if you're looking seriously for things to not talk about, you just need to listen to the media and listen to the narrative. And if you want to be able to keep all of your content monetized, then you're just going to have to flow with the river, flow with the tide, and flow with what is being said. But if you don't care, like I don't care, and you really shouldn't care, maybe you should be looking at other streams of income. Well, that's a little back into Reformgelical. I hope that was interesting and informative. I appreciate all of you guys supporting this show and Reformgelical, and of course our network, the Fight Laugh Feast Network. And I look forward to seeing you guys at the conference. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.